Hey guys, Queen Cooley here. Welcome to the channel. Thank you for being here. If this is your first time here, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. If you've been following me for a while, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. I am Queen Cooley. I am a shaman. I'm a seer. I hate labels, but what I do is I'm an activator. I help you find your gifts, bring you into alignment, and basically live your soul purpose. That's what you're here to do. And so I want to thank you for being here. If this is your first time, welcome. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, leave comments. I respond to all of them. And just to let you know up front, I am not a numerologist. I am a very strong empath seer. I connect into the realms all the time, bring back messages from God, from spirit, from archangels, from your totem animals. And I'm also an animal communicator, so I can talk with animals or people that have passed on as well. So there are three different ways to work with me. You can work with me one-on-one in sessions. You can also work with me through the Brave Academy. And I am rolling out a new membership program, which I'm super excited about. It's going to be for the master numbers only, I think. That's what we're going to do. Starts opens next week. And so that is really exciting. It's going to be a more economical way to work with me. It'll be bundles of love and spiritual information to help you move forward, right? You'll get meditations, workbooks, homework. It's going to be awesome, right? But the channel, I'm going to rearrange it a little bit. I'm going to be moving forward and starting to have like three different buckets of basically places where you can get information on whatever you need. So it'll be abundance, manifestation, and then alignment for your soul purpose. So I thought that would be easier to kind of have containers for these things. So if you want manifestation, you go to this one. If you want abundance, you go to that one. Today's video is going to be short. It's just a overview of your number, the 22s, master numbers. So if you've been here for a while, you probably already know this. I did find a really cool description that I wanted to read to you because I feel like it is exactly who and what we are with the master numbers. And we'll start very soon after that with getting into the abundance, manifestation, that sort of thing. So you guys are master numbers. There are three master numbers, 11, 22, 33, okay? All derived by your birth date, right? You are known as the master builder. The number 22 is also blessed with the intuition of the aforementioned 11s, us, with an added gift of practical effort that gives it the ability to turn even the loftiest visions into realities. That's huge because 11s don't have that as strongly as you do. And so that's a real advantage because 11s, masters are all dreamers. And I don't know if you know this, but to be a master number, that means that we've been here and reincarnated more than the other numbers, which is why we have a very big vision in our minds. But it's also why we have like a global vision. Like we want to help the planet globally, not just in our community, right? So that's why our whatever you'd like to do and accomplish is usually on a very big scale, right? The 22s have many of the same attributes as a single digit counterpart, the number four, which is rational thinking, methodological steps, and solid structures, but with far greater instincts and people skills. This gives the master number 22 the power to envision a grand idea and materialize it in the real world, which again is awesome. But people with 22s in their numerology chart are not magicians. They are actualizers, confident, hard workers intent on creating something of great value and meaning. Throughout a lifetime of setbacks and struggles, these people learn what it takes to stay dedicated to their life purpose. Each trial is a spiritual lesson in how much one can achieve if they keep their eyes on the prize and work with the currents of the universe. Master numbers are so powerful that their energy must be acknowledged, right? Resisting the influence of the master number 22 usually results in idleness or a total lack of direction. These people may realize too late in life that they are unprepared and unaccomplished. However, when a person accepts and aligns with the powerful potential of the 22, then truly anything is possible. This is why I do what I do, because I struggled so much professionally in my life That's why I started the Brave Academy, because I lived my life, especially professionally, with a lot of fear. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a plan. And even if I tried to plan, I always felt like I was reacting all the time. You know what I mean? And I was tired of that. Aren't you tired of living a life where you're always reacting? And even then you're not getting where you really want to be. It's really painful versus having a plan, acting on it. That's the key word. It has to be aligned action, right? Not any action. But that sometimes is hard for us because we're dreaming all the time or we're thinking all the time. And we overthink all the time. So we can think of something five different ways to Sunday and realize the whole day went by, a whole week went by, and we haven't taken action. And then we wonder why we're not where we want to be, right? Because we've got to include the action. It's really, really, really important, right? But this is a big point here. Your group may realize too late in life that they are unprepared and unaccomplished. They don't have the tools that they need. When a person accepts and aligns with the powerful potential of the 22, then truly anything is possible, right? But you don't want to be idle. You don't want to have a lack of direction. You don't want that to last decades. You don't, right? And what I never want for you is that you get to the point where you're older towards the end of your life and you're like, I should have done that. I should have tried that. I should have tried to have my own business, but I was afraid. I should have said that to somebody, but I was afraid. Too much of a people pleaser, too much being quiet because you were told that's what you're supposed to be. Every single one of us was lied to, and we were told that we weren't special. We were told we had to dumb ourselves down so that other people would understand us instead of saying, no, you're brilliant. Keep going. And the rest of the people, if they don't get it, that's their problem. Because the people that you're aligned with, that you're supposed to help or work with, will hear you and will vibe with you, right? It's a really big point because we've been lied to so much that we are not good. We're not worthy. And a lot of this is subconscious, by the way, and it hurts us deeply. It's not a good thing. That's why I'm here to tell you, you're amazing and magnificent. And I want you to believe in it because it's true. So this was just a very quick overview. If you've been watching my videos for a while, this is probably not a surprise to you, but I figured I'd start with this and then we'll move into abundance manifestation and, you know, alignment for your soul's purpose. So I want to leave you with the question I always ask all my clients, and it's the most profound question, is what do you want to do with your life? Why are you here? What is your soul purpose? Keep it simple. You don't know it. You need to keep working on it until you get the answer. And if you're having trouble, let me know. Send me an email, send me a comment. We'll get together and have some sessions and figure this out for you. Okay, guys, take care. I'm talking to you soon. Keep shining. You're awesome.